Well, if you were feeling all bummed out that you didn't make it to any of the big plant sales a couple of weeks back, and you thought, I've lost my opportunity now to stock up on milkweed and other plants that will make monarchs happy. Oh, no, 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 no. It's the third annual Duluth Monarch Festival, and Duluth Monarch Buddies is hosting that. Tom Eaker joins us on the phone this morning to tell us a little bit more about it. Hey, Tom, good morning, and thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
So excited that we haven't lost our opportunity to get pollinator-friendly plants to put in the garden. Talk about the Duluth Monarch Festival, what the original inspiration for it was, and perhaps where you think things are now for monarchs. There's been a lot of concern about it, and a lot of people have been working hard to try to create new habitat for the butterflies.
Well, right. About 3 years ago, a group of people got together and decided that we'd like to do something about the decline of the monarch butterflies and hopefully help them out a little bit. So we formed a group called Duluth Monarch Buddies, and we now have about 90 members. And our goal is to help return some of the habitat that's been lost to monarchs and educate people and help kids learn about them. So we're kind of a broad interest as far as monarchs are concerned. There's a, like as you mentioned, it's a concern for a lot of people, and it's a kind of a nationwide movement. So we are kind of joining that bunch, and we're hoping to help out a little bit in the Duluth area.
I remember as a kid, my dad coming and waking us up on a summer morning and say, "You've got to go into the backyard and look." And we had 5 acres out in the country, and there were monarchs on everything, on the grass, on the trees, everything, this huge, amazing migration of monarchs. And, of course, I don't live on 5 acres in the country anymore, but are people still seeing numbers like that? Are they still seeing these huge numbers during migrations?
Some people do, not as much as it has been in the past, but the monarchs still migrate, and the farther south you go, the more likely you are to run into something like that. It's called a monarch roost, and as the monarchs are traveling south on their way to Mexico, they usually stop overnight, and usually they're gone in the morning, so I'm glad you were able to see them. A lot of times they are there, and people just don't know that that happens. It still does happen. There are less likely to happen now, though.
And that was just an amazing thing for a kid to see, which, of course, kind of brings a person back around to if you've experienced something like that, you definitely are concerned about monarch populations. There have been some efforts to get some milkweed planted along areas where monarchs, along that kind of route where monarchs migrate. Are those efforts proving successful?
Some are, some aren't. There still are a lot of problems with losing of habitat areas and use of pesticides, which will kill them. So there are many problems, Reen, but there are things going forward also. You mentioned the route going south. There's kind of an unofficial route called the I-35 route, which basically goes from Duluth down to the very southernmost part of the United States as they're entering in Mexico. And symbolically, that's where a lot of monarchs go. And so that's kind of a major route. And one of the things we're doing here is we're kind of hoping that since Duluth is kind of the beginning of the I-35 corridor, that we can do a lot to get that established. We are putting in some what we call monarch way stations along the lake walk. So later this summer, you'll probably see some of those. And other people are doing that, too. A monarch way station is basically an area that someone has planted in milkweed and nectar plants. And Duluth has around 50 of them now. Either individuals or schools or churches have put them in, and we're hoping to put some more in. And this Saturday, tomorrow, we're hoping to have people who will stop in and learn a little bit more about how they can do that and help out too.
Fantastic. Now, I know that when we're talking about migrations, I've learned this over the years, that when we're talking about migrations of raptors in the spring and the fall in Hawk Ridge, and there are certain places where, because of the way the birds travel and the thermals and the wind conditions and the da-da-da-da, this is the best place to see them. And of course, people don't generally try to feed raptors. That's a whole different topic. But are there better places in the Northland and not as good places in the Northland if you wanted to establish a feeding or a way station for monarchs?
I would say probably any place is probably okay, as long as you can get milkweed planted. And milkweed is it's not a weed. Some people still think of it that way, but milkweed is a native plant. And there's a couple of different varieties, about three or four varieties, that will grow here in the Northland. So, it can be planted virtually any place. Common milkweed is, as its name implies, common, the one that most people know. But there's another one called swamp milkweed that tends to like wetter areas better. It doesn't have to have a swamp. But you could be just about any place, I think, and go ahead and start something like that.
There's also been a lot of concern, of course, about bees. So I'm kind of hoping that I can put in a butterfly bee garden that will make everybody happy. Can you put butterfly flowers and bee flowers next to each other and make some kind of a nice wild garden for both?
Sure. In fact, at our Monarch Festival tomorrow, we have a number of other people that'll be there besides just our Duluth Monarch buddies. There's going to be some people from beekeepers who will be having a table there. There's some people from the Wild Ones organization. They talk a lot about native plantings. And we will be selling plants there also for people who would like to get some milkweed, or we're giving away free seed so people can pick up some free seed also. Your idea of putting bees and monarchs together is great. Pollinator gardens are wonderful.
Well, I'd sure like to get something else in the garden other than the dogs getting covered with burrs, but that's another story. Tom, thank you so very much for joining us this morning. The third annual Duluth Monarch Festival kicks off tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, and it takes place at the First United Methodist Church, the Coppertop Church. Thanks again so much for joining us, Tom.
That's right. Your thanks. Thank you.
Tom Eaker of Duluth Monarch Buddies, our guest this morning here on 103.3 KUMD.